Although two of the leading Democratic presidential hopefuls in 2008, New York Senator Hillary Clinton and Illinois Senator Barack Obama, both pledged to fight the huge pharmaceutical and insurance industries, promises similar to those Mrs. Clinton made during her husband's time in office, campaign contributions data released in April 2007 showed that, with the exception of Republican Mitt Romney, both Clinton and Obama were the largest recipients of Big Pharma largesse in campaign funding. And despite announced plans by Mrs. Clinton to pass laws to prevent insurers from charging higher rates to people in poor health, the insurance industry contributed a whopping $226,245 to her campaign. While the fascist globalists took swift charge of Nazi drug technology after the war, it is most interesting that they neglected a little-known and little-publicized aspect of the Third Reich: the fight against cancer, tobacco, alcohol abuse, and occupational hazards. In fact, the National Socialists' predilection for health foods and preventative medicine may have been yet another reason the globalists turned against Hitler and his regime. After all, most food additives, colorings, and preservatives are petrochemicals, and any decrease in human consumption would spell loss of profits to the globalists' corporations. Early on, the Nazi regime instituted policies designed to create healthier environments within the workplace. However, as the imperatives of wartime production grew, these measures lost priority. One example of globalist neglect of Nazi science can be seen in the issue of asbestos. By the late 1930s, Nazi Germany had firmly documented the link between asbestos and lung cancer. This connection was flatly stated in a 1939 textbook, and by 1943, the Nazi government had recognized asbestos-induced cancer as a compensable occupational disease. This Nazi research would be used in later years to counter asbestos producers' claims that they were unaware of the danger of asbestos until modern studies. The net effect in the field of cancer research was to slow recognition of the asbestos hazard, noted author Robert N. Proctor, a professor of the history of science at Pennsylvania State University and author of The Nazi War on Cancer. The consensus achieved in Germany in the early 1940s would not be obtained in Britain or the United States until more than two decades later. Science and political stigma and commercial obstinacy thus conspired, at least for a time, to confine the truth to the shadows.